Let's head out to the HRNP listener line. Joining us now, Mike Stanton, who's second all-time in Major League Baseball in appearances. You see him on AT&T Sportsnet, pregame, postgame for the Houston Astros. Mike, thanks for spending a few minutes with the Killer Bees. I'm sure in all of those appearances you've had in your big league career that you've had a blister pop up on your pitching hand. How difficult can it be to pitch with a blister on one of those fingers?
You know, last night in the post game on AT&T Sportsnet, I actually equated it to tires on a race car. You know, you can have the most powerful engine in the world, you can have the best handling, but if you can't get it down to the ground, then you just simply you can't win. You can't do anything. So it's the same thing with pitchers, that you know the last part of the body that's touching the ball is the fingertips. Unfortunately, a lot of times that's actually the weakest part. Yes, I have had blisters. They can be annoying. You know, you have to really keep an eye on them. The problem is you can't rush healing. And so we'll just have to wait and see exactly what's going on with Jake today and in the next couple of days. He said last night that he felt like he's going to be able to make his next start, but you know, you never know, because like I said, you can't really make your skin grow back faster.
Didn't super glue help, though, Mike? A lot of guys used to experiment with a lot of stuff just trying to make sure they didn't.
It can, but it's also going to hurt your feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Jake, you know, since Jake doesn't have great stuff, you know, he doesn't have just raw stuff like a Fromber or something like that, you know, he really needs to know where the ball's going. And that's what happened last night. You know, he gave up the five spot there in the fourth inning, and he just lost command, and all of a sudden he was throwing his pitches down the middle. And you know, no pitcher has really stuff to pitch there all the time, but you can make a mistake if you throw a little bit harder, your stuff's a little bit better. But Jake has to have command. He has to be able to know where the ball's going, and it's a very fine line between him getting weak contact and getting hard contact, and that's kind of what happened in the fifth or the fourth.
Mike, another topic that's come up multiple times on the show where you can really help us out here is as it relates to Christian Javier, as it relates to even Lance McCullers and discussions about how and where he might be used, can you talk and differentiate when we try to kind of clarify for people the differences between what it takes to be ready every fifth day as a starter, and then if a guy, especially if they're going back and forth, but then if you're asked to go into the bullpen and the different stress and strain on your arm to be ready 2 days in a row, pitch two out of three games, you know, all those different things that a bullpen reliever goes through.
Well, it's really more about mindset than the physical side of it. And Christian has shown that he is plenty mentally tough to do both. You know, the unfortunate thing is they're already in a six-man rotation, and there's not been anyone that really deserves to be taken out, especially one of the young guys, including Christian. You know, Christian has shown he's one of the most difficult pitchers in Major League Baseball to hit, whether it's as a starter or a reliever. And his versatility actually in some ways hurts him because now you can put him back in the bullpen. You don't feel it's a detriment to him. He wants to be in the rotation. You know, as far as Lance coming back, Lance still has a little bit of time here. He's still got to get his pitch count up. He's still got to do a lot of things. And most of the time, these situations kind of work themselves out. You know, somebody needs to go down, something like that. So we'll just have to wait and see exactly what's happening with Lance. Obviously, it's been a long time in coming back, and he seems to be on the right track. But until he's activated, you know, I don't think you really try and – I mean, you can make plans, but they all got to be written in pencil because you never know what's going to happen. Right now they look like, you know, they have their embarrassment of riches here in pitching, but, you know, in a matter of one trip through the rotation, that can all change.
Mike Stanton joining us on the HRNP guest line, Astros TV analyst on AT&T Sportsnet. Mike, trade deadline is a week away. What are some areas this team can improve?
I don't know if there is really any. You know, obviously the one category that you can say it doesn't matter how good the team is, you can always use another reliever. I mean, I think that's the one thing you can actually, you know, write in ink that everybody can use. You know, you can have nothing but Hall of Famers in your bullpen. You could always use another arm. I don't know if there's really another place. You know, there are places you might want to think about upgrading, but what's going to be the price? Mm-hmm. And, I think that the Astros are in pretty good situation, especially with Lance on the verge of coming back. That's basically a trade deadline acquisition. Getting healthy. Even bench players. I mean, Aledmys Diaz has been nothing short of outstanding. So I don't know if there's really a whole lot on the wish list other than maybe just one more bullpen arm.
And, Mike, does it have to be a lefty? It used to be that situational lefties we knew were so vitally important to every team, but especially contenders. But now it looks like, you know, with analytics and such, there's a lot of belief that righties can get out lefties with frequency enough that you don't need one. Sure. This team obviously doesn't have one. Would that be something that they should address?
I think it's something you think about, but with the new three batter rule, that kind of throws a monkey wrench in things. Because so you can't have that, you know, that left-handed specialist and take up the roster spot. You got to have somebody that can get right-handers out also. So I don't think it has to be a left-hander. I think that you've got guys like Hector Neris that, you know, actually have reverse splits. Mm-hmm. He's actually better against left-handers because of the split finger fastball. So I think it's something you can look at, but it's got to be the right guy. It can't be just, you know, some lefty that can flip it up there, because he's going to have to get right-handers out also. So you got to make sure that, you know, you get a lefty that can actually do both.
Mike, you've played in big games your entire career, some high leverage spots throughout. And the Astros, coming out of the All-Star break, they had two against the Yankees at home. They were up for that. They were ready to go. Seattle was chomping at the bit to get the Astros into T-Mobile, and the Astros swept them. Yesterday, you go into Oakland after all five straight big games, right? And there's 4,000 people there. How much do you feel that as a player?
There's definitely a letdown. I mean, they were in Seattle. It was over 120,000 people for the weekend. I mean, it was a remarkable experience there playing in Seattle. And I've been in those situations in Seattle. And when Seattle's got a good team, you know, those fans come out and they are boisterous and they are passionate. And that's what you saw. Now the Astros handled, they basically just just crushed them for three straight games. And, you know, the funny thing is going into that series, the national talk was how big of a series it was. Well, it was a big series for Seattle. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for them and the Seattle Mariners fans, because this Astros team, you know, has the ability to rise to the occasion. Now, what happened last night? You know, it's a little bit of a battle going from, you know, a stadium that's rocking and rolling, you can feed off that energy, to, you know, basically playing in a spring training game. And post game last night, I actually equated it to the 2020 season when there was nobody in the stand. I mean, there was no background noise at all. It was pretty crazy. And it's Oakland. Oakland, you know, they've got a very passionate fan base also. It's not nearly as big, but, you know, they're a team that struggled this year.
Mike, before we let you go, I'm curious. You played in New York. You know what that media circus is all about, but it also works in the positive when the hype train gets going on the Yankees and their key players and otherwise. But do you think from a national perspective the Astros are still not getting their due? Do you still think that there's a bias against this team in terms of just how good this team has been all year and the lack of publicity that seems to not go with it when you talk on the national side?
I think that's a big talking point for us in the media and for fans. For the team, they couldn't care less. You know, that means absolutely nothing. To tell you the truth, it can be a motivational factor that if you feel like you're kind of being slighted. I think that in certain fan bases, New York, L.A., yeah, I think that there's a real dislike. I won't say hatred, but there's a real dislike for the Astros. But, you know, in a way, the issues they had, you got to remember, that was 5 years ago with everything they went through back then. But, you know, now I played for the evil empire, you know, through the late 90s and the early 2000s. We got booed every single solitary place we went. And why was that? Well, it's because we were really good. And, you know, I think the Astros are the same thing. Getting booed on the road means nothing. Actually, it can actually be, like I said, it can be a motivational factor. It can actually help you, you know, when you got the fan base on you or something like that, because the energy from the stands, you just saw it in Seattle. You know, the team played great. you know, they were sharp coming out of the All-Star break and then coming out of the two-game series with the Yankees. So, you know, I don't think it really means a whole lot to the team. But as far as, you know, just being maybe a little underrated, maybe not. But I'll tell you what, the way this team is playing, even with last night, this is a force to be reckoned with. This pitching staff is absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, it is. Mike, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Hope to catch up again very soon.
No problem, guys.
Mike Stanton, Astros TV analyst. Kyler Murray's contract, topic of conversation. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.